And I will worship you with all of my heart. And I will worship you with all of my mind. And I will worship you with all of my strength. For you are my Lord. With all of my mind, and I will worship you with all of my strength, for you are my Lord. More love, more power, more of you in my life. More love, more power, more of you in my life. And I will worship you with all of my heart. And I will worship you with all of my mind. And I will worship you with all of my strength. For you are my Lord. And I will seek your face with all of my heart. And I will seek your face with all of my mind. And I will seek your face with all of my strength. For you are my Lord. For you are my Lord.
A final reading from our text tonight. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning and hired workers for his vineyard. He agreed to pay them a denarius for the day and sent them into the vineyard. About 9 in the morning, he went out and saw the others standing at the marketing place doing nothing. He told them, "You also go and work in my vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right." So they went. He went out again at noon and at 3 in the afternoon and did the same thing. And even at 5 in the afternoon, he went out and found still others standing around. He asked them, "Why have you been standing here all day doing nothing?" "Because no one has hired us," they answered. He said to them, "You also go and work in my vineyard." And when the evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Call the workers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last ones hired and going on to the first." The workers who were hired about 5 in the afternoon came, and each received a denarius. So when those who came were hired first, they expected to receive more. But each of them also received a denarius. When they received it, they began to grumble against the landowner. "These who were hired last worked only an hour," they said, "and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the work and the heat of the day." But he answered one of them, "I am not being unfair to you, friend. Didn't you agree to work for a denarius? Take your pay and go. I want to give the one who was hired last the same as I gave you. Don't I have the right to do what I want to do with my own money? Or are you envious because I am generous? So the last will be first and the first will be last." The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of the Lord endures forever. Thanks be to God. This is a very telling parable. It reveals the condition of the human heart and also shares the unconditional love and grace of God. Now, the condition of the human heart is to gripe and complain and always want to be first, apparently. But it starts, like, if you've ever noticed some little kids, it's no wonder that we've born into this original sin stuff. Like, we're naturally fallen away from the will of God because even little children will be competitive. Like, if you say, how high can you jump? You know, the one will say, I can jump this high. And next thing you know, they're competing to see how high they can jump, right? Or how long they've done something. You know, how long have you cleaned your room? You know, I've been cleaning my room for 6 months. And another one will say, well, I've been doing it for a year, right? Or is that unbelievable? That may be unbelievable, but you see where I'm going with that, I hope. Because it goes into, we grow into that, into our adulthood, wanting to be first. I mean, how many of you hold a Costco membership? Raise your hand. Only a couple? Come on, be honest. Okay, if you don't own a Costco membership, how about a Sam's Club or even going to Walmart? Anybody ever go to Walmart? Mark's, Giant Eagle? How many of you look for the longest line to get in when you check out? I just proved my point, right? Now I have fun when I go to Costco because it's inevitable if you try to find the shortest line, you're gonna take forever. And I found that if you find the longest line and there's a lot of people, I always go to the longest line. You know why? Because somebody will radio and they say, we need more help on the registers. And they'll open up another line. And you know who they take? Who they pick?
The last one.
The last person in the longest line is the first person that they take to the open register. You didn't know it, but Costco is following a biblical principle. How about that? I can't say I do that all the time. I've done it once or twice and got lucky, but that's the condition of the human heart, right? There's always that desire to get what we've deserved, to be first, to brag, to do more, you know the condition of our hearts. You're human. But let's talk about the God side of this parable. Now, what strikes me about this, the God side of this parable, is how God is always pursuing us. Either that or he had a really big vineyard, right? Because he could have just gone out in the morning and hired enough people and been done with it. But God didn't. He goes back. Not once, not twice, not three times. He goes back. He goes first in the morning, 9, 3, or 9, noon, 3, 5. He keeps going back. And I like the beautiful part about the time he goes back to the 5 o'clock hour, and he catches some people standing around doing nothing. He says, why aren't you working? And I don't know if you picked up on it, but they said, no one would hire us. What does that tell you about God? Hiring the unwanted, right? God pursuing even the least, even the people that were overlooked by the world, God sees value in them, hires them, brings them to the vineyard, and then bestows the generosity that only God can bestow on his people. Starting with the last, going all the way to the first. Just being generous. And he even says, are you just envious of my generosity? And that whole human condition pops up again. Pride. Pride. We deserve more. We've been in your vineyards longer, worked harder, toiled under the sun. And God simply says, oh, but if you only knew the gift I have, that would be enough. And that gift is Jesus. The gift that Jesus shared on the night he was betrayed, when he took bread, gave thanks, and blessed it, and said to his disciples, the first and the last, and even the one that would betray him, this is my body, broken for you. Take and eat. And do this in remembrance of me, for this is your wage. And when the supper was over, he took the cup and he said, this is my blood poured out as an offering for you, for the forgiveness of sins, for that pride that gets in the way, for anything that becomes an obstacle between you and my Heavenly Father. I shed my blood so that you could receive in the generosity of my Father. Take and drink, and do this in remembrance of me. And so we come tonight praying that God would pour out his Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these common elements of bread and fruit of the vine, that they would become for us the body and blood of Jesus Christ, that as we partake and receive, that we become one with Christ and one with each other in service to the world, reminded that we are to go out and seek those who have been passed over, those who have not been hired, those who have been cast aside, and share the bread of life and the generosity of love with the world. And we pray all this together, the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, for these. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. God invites all to his table. You don't have to be a member of this church or any church to come and receive the generosity of God. We will share communion by way of intinction, which simply means you come ready to receive, making an altar, if you will, for the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And you will receive a piece of bread, and you will hear the words, the body of Christ broken for you. And then as you've received that bread, simply take it and dip it into the cup and hear the words, the blood of Christ shed for you. And as you do that and you come forward, doesn't matter if you've been a Christian your whole life, or maybe you're saying yes to the invitation for the first time. Just know and trust how deeply loved you are by a God that is so generous, who constantly pursues us and longs to be with us on our journey. Amen. I'd like to invite Dave to come up from the sound booth. Dave, you don't know this yet, but you're going to serve communion with your son. It can be Father-Son night. If you are able, come as you are ready, come as you are led. Thank you.
our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Jesus loves me. Alleluia. Jesus loves me. Alleluia. Jesus loves me. Alleluia. Jesus loves me. Alleluia.
So if you happen to run into me at Costco and I'm at the last in line, don't presume I'm trying to get to the front, especially if I have a smile on my face, because if I have a smile on my face, I'm thinking about all the people ahead of me that are going to receive God's grace, whether they know it or not, because that's the kind of God God is. He pursues us, whether we want to or not, whether we know it or not. And when he catches us, holy moly, does he lavish us with love. Amen. May you go from this place tonight holding that deeply close to your heart, the generosity of our Father in heaven, and the immense love that he has for each one of you. Amen.